Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. It is March 25th, eve of March 25th. Anyways, this is a post needing to be done a while back, but here I'm doing it. Anyways, there's a book coming out called C++ High Performance for Financial Systems. The subline is Build Efficient and Optimize Financial Systems by Leveraging the Power of C++ from Ariel Silihan. I can never pronounce this properly. Anyways, he's on my LinkedIn. He's been building a open source trading platform for a while. Now he's commercializing it called, I believe, Visual HFT. And this is a new book he's bringing out. So first it's from Pact. Now Pact is a weird company. It's a publisher. They approached me numerous times. And I now would just laugh if some, I guess, recruiter from Pact came to me and offered me some book idea. And I have to go through a number of processes to get a proposal. And then it goes to a panel, and the panel decides to move to the next step or not. I mean, it's a complete waste of time. Anyways, the comments are funny. And the company, Pact, Pakt. So there's a Reddit post on C++ subreddit, name of the book, C++ High Performance for Financial Systems. The comment is quite hilarious. 5 days ago, any Pact book should be taken with caution. They make no editorial contribution and will publish anything. To me, that is so true. If you can get past the first panel of judges, I guess, before they go to the next step. I'd say only every fifth Pact book is worth anyone's attention. The rest is just trash trying to capitalize on a catchy book title. So, question was about O'Reilly. Was it better? I don't think they release as many C++ books. EMC was published by them, and I still recommend it to everybody as a second book. Another person mentioned Wiley. They're pretty good. And this guy concurs. Two more comments. Pact books are nothing more than printed blogs. In fact, there was another book by Pact on HEV that contained only copy paste material from third party blogs. Another book for the $1 Pact bundles. They're all rubbish. Submit a PR request. Okay, so from what I see about this guy, now I know he's very capable. I don't deny that. I do believe he had another book on Amazon. Dot com. The publisher, I'll just put the link in for Amazon as well. Trading Systems Performance Unleashed. 4 reviews, 1.5. So I'm not here to say if this book will be any good or not, but be on the lookout for that. Anyways, what's the book contain? System architecture, low latency strategies, risk management, and machine learning for experienced programmers looking to enter the financial industry and build high performance trading systems. Now, there's a reason why I don't do books like this because everything changes so fast. There's a lot of good high quality stuff you can find about this space. To me, the best way to learn is through MATLAB. They've got probably some of the best tools out there. The problem is when you generate and Simulink C++ code, it's not very readable. So it might have improved over the years. I don't know, but what are you going to do? Anyway, so let's go through the book here. Unlock the secrets of the finance industry and dive into the world of high performance trading systems with C++ performance for financial systems. Trading systems are the backbone of the financial world, and understand how to build them for optimal performance is crucial for success. If you ever dreamt of creating scalable, cutting-edge financial software, this guide is your key to success. Cornerstone of this book is its coverage of system design and architecture. Now, I am going to talk about another GitHub tutorial. Yeah, a GitHub tutorial in a little bit. So let me get through this first. So the cornerstone of the book is the system design and architecture. Book starts by outlining the role of C++ in the finance and trade. You can just look at Most very high paying jobs in HFT, London, Chicago, New York. They're about C++ and Java, but really, you're expected to be a C++ whiz. You'll learn the principles and methodologies behind building systems that can handle vast amounts of data, execute complex trading strategies with ease, maintain highest level of reliability. Armed with knowledge, you'll be equipped to tackle even the most challenging trading scenarios. In the fast-paced world of finance, every millisecond counts. That's very true. Book delves into low-latency strategies that will enable your trading system to react with lightning speed. You'll learn the art of reducing latency, optimizing code, leveraging the latest hardware and software techniques to gain a competitive edge. If you're learning from a book, I don't think you're going to learn about real competitive edge. It'll be a guide, but in order to get true edge, you'll be building your own system with your own coding base. Every single person I've talked to that does this, they're building out from the ground up, from scratch, their own trading system, their own framework, their own API. The API, they're able to build out their own strategies. I've seen it, and not through a book you're going to learn, unfortunately. It's a good guide, but don't think you learn from a book that you'll be instantly moved into HFT. You have to be within the firm. The most ways to get in firms these days is through internships. If you're a top student in a top Ivy League school in these programs of math and whatnot, we can talk about those, but I'll give you one story, probably in another podcast about this, but I'll put out a episode about hedge funds or HFT firms are using video game designers and coders. So that's a new one for me. Okay, by the end of this book, you'll be well versed in architecting a financial trading system, as well as advanced strategies and new industry trends. Design what you'll learn, design architecture for financial scalable trading systems. Understand strategies for low latency trading and high frequency trading. Discover how to implement machine learning algos for financial data analysis. Understand risk management techniques for financial trading systems. Explore advanced topics in finance and trading, including machine learning for algo trading and portfolio optimization. That's a key right there that I'll give. Machine learning for algo trading. I mean, that could go any which way, but another use case that's never talked about is portfolio optimization. I do my own as well. You only do this if you have a really big account, like, I don't know, $50,000, $100,000. Not many people have that or willing to trade with that. Who knows? Get to speed up best practices for developing financial trading systems with C++. Okay, so this is what you need to be. This book is for experienced C++ developers who want to enter the finance industry and learn how trading systems work. Also suitable for quant analysts, financial engineers, and anyone interested in building scalable and robust trading systems. Sounds fair. Book assumes familiarity with C++ programming language, data structure, and algos. Readers should have a basic understanding of finance and trading concepts such as market data, trading strategy, and risk management. So there you go. You've been learned, or you've been warned. Should I go through the table of contents? There's seven sections here. Can't go through the book like you normally can. Well, here's a chapter. So I think it's going to be tough to really pull off all this knowledge in a book. You'll get very basics. So let's see. We have intro, system design, architecture, high performance computing, financial systems, machine learning and financial systems, scalability, low latency strategies and algos, probably fairly basic, advanced topics in financial systems. So Sarah, it's going to be a fairly large download. So I don't know how big it is. But letting you know about this, but take heed on some of the warnings about the publisher, one review, about the author as well. I'm not here to knock the pro I he's quite accomplished, but hopefully the book works out and you learn from it. But yeah, you got to go through many, many books to get through that. If you want to talk about it, go to my Discord community. If this is all above your head, go to my Substack to learn what I trade. And also quantlabs.net/books. You can get some technical, non-programming tech stuff, well, with the exception of one project in Java. It'll help. It's all open source. And we'll leave that. I'll put all the links in the description of the podcast. Anyways, thanks for listening. Have a good day.